feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Murli, 19th December 1983. There is a question. What is the greatest tapasya, the power of which can transform the world? What is the greatest tapasya, the power of which can transform the world? The answer is to belong to the one Father and none other is the greatest tapasya. Those who remain stable in such a stage are great tapasvis. The power of tapasya is remembered as the greatest power. Those who maintain the tapasya of belonging to the one Father and none other have a lot of power. The power of this tapasya transforms the world. Hatha yogis do tapasya while standing on one leg. However, you children don't stand on one leg, but you maintain the awareness of one. You belong to only one. Such tapasya will transform the world. Therefore, become such world benefactors. That is, become great tapasvis. What is the meaning of the word tapasya? Tap means, what is tap? Tap means heat, fire, warmth. So to do tapasya means to generate fire. And this fire is needed to destroy the bridge between soul and body. There has occurred an identification of soul and body. So fire is created. And what this fire does is to burn this bridge, and we realize how this is different from this. All the identifications which have occurred for the worldly people, the truth is I am body. For the spiritual people, I am soul. So when I say I am body, Everything that happens to body is my experience, my truth, and I suffer because of identification. But when I say I'm soul, I am entering into a different energy field. Soul is an energy, a bioenergy. And to experience oneself as energy is the goal. I am not this gross thing, but a very subtle energy. So spirituality is a journey from body to soul, from gross to the subtle. From object to spirit. So I realize my existence as an energy. I live at the plane of energy and not at the plane of body. And the moment I am energy, I become vast. So long as I am in the body, I am limited. My existence is limited. But the moment I get rid of this illusion of being a body, I start becoming vast. Hindu scriptures describe different type of bodies, and the bodies are as if different layers. The grossest is known as Annamai Kosh. This stool, this physical body. Inside this Annamai Kosh, there is electric body, subtle body, bioplasmic body, Pranamai Kosh. So this subtle body is an energy. There are so many others also inside, Anandamai Kosh and so on. But this thing has always been there, that beyond this gross reality, there is something hidden, something very deep, something which is invisible, something which is subtle. And the entire spirituality is the journey to search that subtle. And to reach this, people have adopted so many different methods. And one of the methods is Hatha Yoga. They begin with rules, regulations, yama, then enter into niyamas, and they practice different postures, asanas. And once you master asanas, they master breath, pranayama. And once you have mastered the prana, the breath, then you enter into dhyan, then dharana, pratyahar here, then dhyan, dharana and samadhi. So they are known as Ashtanga Yoga, or seven limbs of yoga. Now, here the goal is to achieve the highest stage, the stage of ecstasy, samadhi. But many times the goal is lost, and people make these things which are happening in between as the goal. Definitely, if you practice different yogasanas and pranayama, you will become healthy. But then the entire process was not just to become physically healthy, but to break that identification of mind, of body and soul. So Baba is saying here, in the world they do tapasya. What do? They stand on one leg. But the process of standing on one leg is itself a very stressful job. strain, and strain cannot be the goal. Relaxation is the goal, and here is where they are lost. There are many hatha yogis where the goal is strain, stress, while the goal should be relaxation. Okay, even if I do some straining exercises, but they should be followed by relaxation. So relaxation is the goal. For example, just do like this. Clench the fist very tightly. Do it. Very tightly. Put all the energy to press it. Do it very, very tightly. The maximum you can do. Do it. Put all the energy, all the force, as much as you can. And now relax. Now see what happens. Relax. Now this is the goal. Relaxation. After deeper activity, relaxation should come. But if I make this clenching itself as a goal, it will become an hatha yoga only. So this cannot be the goal. But the goal is, the deeper you put, the more energy you put, the more you strain, the deeper will be relaxation. So the aim is relaxation. So Baba says, they stand on one leg, but they keep on standing on one leg the whole day. So the goal itself is not relaxation. So there is where, it's where they are lost. So what is needed is deep sense of relaxation. And the deepest relaxation that is possible for the soul is to get lost in the love of the beloved. And that is real tapasya. That's why Baba says, to belong to one father is the real tapasya. Because that is the phase of deepest relaxation that is possible. So yoga should not become a stressful job. Yoga should not become an activity, a duty, a responsibility. But yoga should be playfulness. Tapasya should be a celebration, a dance, a song, as we were discussing yesterday. So this is again, tapasya is a celebration, a dance, a song. Tapasya is the state of enjoyment. Tapasya is the state of deep relaxation. And this is possible only with a very powerful weapon of love. If I use force as a weapon, then I will become an hatha yogi. Somebody can sit like this in the cross-legged posture for 3 hours with his back straight, but you never know what is happening within the mind. The mind is full of stress. So is this in yoga then? No. Yoga is playfulness. Yoga is feasting, rejoicing, enjoyment. And the deepest possible enjoyment is possible, is there when you are lost in the love. So love is the state of getting lost. So Baba is asking the question, which is the greatest tapasya? And the greatest tapasya is just to belong to one father. So when I belong to him, I think of him, I rejoice in him, I am in him, I am with him, I walk towards him, he becomes my everything. It's a love affair with the divine. It's the romance with the supreme. So when God is my beloved, I enjoy unlimited powers. He gives me the divine experience. Because here I become unlimited. Otherwise, I remain bound by this body, gross body. The moment I become an energy, a soul, automatically I am pulled by that supreme soul, that supreme energy. And the gross world is left behind. That's why Baba says, what is the method of developing Vairagya? Disinterest? It's not just to create an hatred for the world, but to become beloved of the Father. Become loving to the Father automatically creates detachment from the world. So this is a noble method of becoming detached. That you are pulled to that supreme magnet so firmly, so strongly, that your pull to the world reduces. So that's the stage of an easy Vairagya, where you are not doing anything to hate, to develop dislike, but naturally you are pulled by a vehement force. The moment you feel, you understand, you realize yourself as an energy. Here now there are no efforts. There are no even efforts for gaining knowledge. It's not that such a person will keep on reading the whole day, will listening to Gyan the whole day. It's not by listening Gyan that you become knowledgeable. It's not by reading many things that you become knowledgeable. But rather, you let go. Let go of many things and soul becomes light. And that lightness of the soul pulls the soul towards that ocean of knowledge. And the knowledge descends from above. It's not that you keep preparing for the lectures, you keep preparing for something or other. How much you are going to prepare? It's not about preparation. It's about being lost. Because he is everything. There's nothing that will not come to you when you are lost in him. Because he is perfection of everything. So, he is a point of light. I become that point of light. He is the supreme energy. I become a point of energy. And I stay in that awareness of being an energy. So I don't even have to think or tell him that I belong to you, you belong to me, nothing. The moment I increase my awareness, my dependence on physical thing decreases. And one of the best and the powerful weapon to do is to get rid or is to reduce the requirement of physical food. Because food is the greatest and the most powerful bondage that binds the soul to the body. If this is body, soul, this is body. Which is the greatest material bondage? Food. When you realize that I am an energy, so I don't require this food to sustain me much. It's the energy which I need. And you create an energy, and there is already an energy everywhere. So I take energy from air. From breath. I take energy from sun. I take energy from ground. I take energy from Shiva Baba. His point of light. I take energy from Paramdham. I take energy from everywhere which is around me. Whatever is around me. And I feel this energy is sustaining me. Because body is made up of what? Tissues. Tissues are made up. This body is made up of organs. Liver. Kidney. These organs are made up of what? These organs are made up of tissues. Tissues are made up of what? Atoms. Atoms are made up of electrons. Electrons are made up of small energy particles. So it is an energy particle which is there. So they are already made. So now this laptop is already, what is needed is current. This laptop does not need gross material. This laptop does not need more material things. Material is already there. So this body is already made. It does not need further material. It needs energy. And that energy, you decide from where it will come. So when I say that I am deriving energy, I feel energy. The energy is coming to me. So you enter from gross to the subtle level. You are entering from Annamay Kosh to Pranamay Kosh. Bioplasmic body, electric body, subtle body. Today's Vardhan, Baba said, connection is there, electric current will be there. So when there is a current, you throw off, somebody is thrown off whenever you get a current. Shock. So here also, you feel as if you are an energy, a current. And Shivava, you are getting current from him. So I am getting sustained, my whole body is getting sustained by an invisible current, by invisible force, by invisible energy. So that energy can come from anything. When I take bath, I am not drinking water, but I feel the water, I am deriving energy. When I am walking, the sun rays are upon me, I am deriving energies from sun rays. There was a lady who was fasting for a long time, and every day she was traveling, and her bus used to go from a bridge, and there was a water below the bridge, and what she used to imagine, ki this water, I am deriving energy from that water. Without even touching, just seeing the water, I am deriving energy. Just a thought. And she said, that sustained me for so many days. So you have to shift the focus, which is the source of energy. Energy is everywhere. And the greatest source of energy is Shivbaba. So yoga means I am eating. Yoga means I am having my lunch, dinner, breakfast. Energy. Walking means energy. So there is an energy which I am getting from the ground, but walk barefoot. Remove this footwear for some time throughout the day. So be near nature and you derive energy from nature. So this process itself creates an awareness that I am not physical body, but I am an energy. And when energy I am, automatically I am attracted to the supreme energy. And this process of tapasya happens on its own. So this is a process of relaxation, celebration, joy, dance, ecstasy. It's not a stressful job. So this is real tapasya. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. What is the greatest tapasya? The power of which can transform the world. Answer, the belong to the one father and none other is the greatest tapasya. Those who remain stable in such a stage are great tapasvis. The power of tapasya is remembered as the greatest power. Those who maintain the tapasya of belonging to the one father and none other have a lot of power. The power of this tapasya transforms the world. Hatha yogis do tapasya while standing on one leg. However, you children don't stand on one leg, but you maintain the awareness of one. You belong to only one. Such tapasya will transform the world. Therefore, become such world benefactors, that is, become great tapasvis. Avyakta Murli, 19 December 1983. Om Shanti.